A slow start tonight for David Buchanan on the mound. He came into this game with a 5.40 ERA. He allows two early runs in the top of the first on three hits, two of them extra base hits, 2-0 Chiefs, before the Pigs even come to bat. But Buchanan settled in nicely. The longtime Lehigh Valley vet pitched the next three scoreless before getting some support. Bottom of the fourth inning, J.P. Arencibia leads off with a single for the Pigs, followed by a Brock Stassi hit and a walk to Cedric Hunter. Remember, Hunter just reassigned yesterday from Philadelphia. So the base is loaded for Will Venable.
2-2 on Venable, and the pitch swung on, chop weakly out at second. Ryan fields and goes to first for the only out. So Venable on the RBI ground out has Lehigh Valley on the board. It's a 2-1 game, and runners move up to second and third.
But the Pigs would not add any more that inning. After a walk, back-to-back strikeouts tossed by Taylor Jordan ended the frame. Through four, Lehigh Valley stranded six base runners, trailed it 2-1. But the base is loaded again for the Iron Pigs in the bottom of the fifth. Taylor Featherston singling. Then Nick Williams singles on a hot shot that caroms off the pitcher, followed by a rope to right by Arencibia. Nobody out, bags juice for the second inning in a row. But Brock Stassi pops out to second, one away. Cedric Hunter grounds out to the mound, fielder's choice. Featherston retired at the plate, two away. It's back to Will Venable again, who works the count full.
Start the merry-go-round, they're off, and it's inside ball four, and the Pigs have tied it on, of all things, the bases loaded walk drawn by Venable. A little goodwill hunting in a 2-2 game.
And that chasing starter, Taylor Jordan for Syracuse from the game, the fifth RBI of the year for Venable. With his hit earlier in the night, he's now hit safely in four of his last five games after starting out slow in his Iron Pig career. New game, all knotted up, two runs apiece. But a bounce back after four scoreless frames for the Chiefs in the sixth. Leadoff walk to Matt Skoll, who advances into scoring position on a balk by Buchanan. Skoll comes around to score on a sac fly to right by Jonathan Solano. 3-2, Hughes back in front without a hit. Pigs strand another on base in the bottom of the sixth. 10 total left through six innings. Trailing by one, we go to the bottom of the seventh, where J.P. Arencibia, leading off, already has two hits in this game.
0-2 on Arencibia. He swings here and drives the ball over. First down the right field line. Might be extra bases, we'll see. Ramsey cuts it off. Arencibia digging for second. He's in there. It got lost in the corner. Arencibia making his way for third, and the throw's late. He had just enough steam to get into third. And he's got a triple to lead off the Iron Pigs' threat in the seventh inning, and Lehigh Valley is 90 feet away from a tie.
Later ruled a double and an E9. Fourth straight inning, the leadoff man reaches base for Lehigh Valley. But they'd strand Arencibia and Cedric Hunter, who later reached base. 12 left on through seven innings. Still a 3-2 Chiefs lead. They'd hold it into the bottom of the ninth, but facing the heart of the Pigs' order, Nick Williams, J.P. Arencibia, who's 3-for-4, and Brock Stassi.
Two outs, nobody on. The 1-2 swung on, popped up. Should end the game without some wind effects. The catcher sheds the mask, Solano, gets underneath it in the batter's circle, makes the catch. Ball game over. Syracuse strands opportunities for Lehigh Valley, holds on and wins to split the series. This one by the final of 3-2. What is that?
And that ends the three-game winning streak for Lehigh Valley. Syracuse improving to 6-5 on the year. Lehigh Valley falling to 5-6 in game number 11. Again, the final score, the Chiefs of Syracuse defeat the Iron Pigs of Lehigh Valley 3-2.